Have you ever seen that TV show MythBusters?
It looks like it's true that elephants are scared of mice.
That was amazing.
Well, our next story tests some popular myths about the Washington State Lottery. KUOW's David Hyde has more.
State lawmakers just raised your property taxes to help fund public schools. 17% on average here in King County. And after retired schoolteacher Michael Hobson heard about that, he got on the KUOW website to ask this question about lottery funds.
Why did the money from the lottery go into the state budget instead of being earmarked directly for schools as was promised when we voted for the lottery?
That takes us to our first myth about the state lottery.
Welcome to the Department of Imagination. Ready to have your mind blown?
Was it really set up by voters to fund K-12 education? The answer is no. It was state lawmakers who started the lottery back in 1982. There was a recession, the state needed the money, so the lottery dollars went into the general fund and not just for K-12 education. Which means our first state lottery myth is...
absolutely busted.
I agree. Completely busted.
Education activist Lisa McFarland says the lottery myth came from lottery advertising.
There was a mismatch between the lottery marketing campaign that was going on and what voters expected and thought.
This was back in the 1990s. McFarland would call voters on the phone to ask for their support for school levies. And often she would hear, no, sorry, don't support that, because look, the state lottery already has education covered, which was false. Later, McFarland worked on a statewide initiative to fund education improvements, like lowering class size.
We took our case to the ballot in 2000 with Initiative 728.
And since so many voters thought the lottery cash was mostly going to K-12 education anyway, initiative backers, including McFarland, decided, what the heck, let's write 728 to actually do that. And in the years after 728 passed, the lottery celebrated with new advertisements.
Every year, millions of Washington lottery players help with school construction across the state.
Okay, so now it's 2018, and most lottery revenue pays for education, right? There's even a recent lottery ad that says it.
Congratulations!
But I haven't played yet.
Doesn't matter. You bought a ticket. That's all it takes. Last year, Washington's lottery raised $129 million for education.
But what that ad is not telling you is lawmakers again changed how the money gets spent. In the last recession, they took most of the lottery revenue and redirected it back into the general fund, where it started. And the following year, they redirected it again, this time to higher education. The lottery myth, again, busted.
Absolutely. This myth is definitely busted.
This brings us back to our original question and lottery myth number two. My taxes shouldn't be going up. The lottery is raising a lot of cash.
Last year, Washington's lottery raised $129 million for education.
It is a lot of money, right? Well, according to Lisa Wellman, who chairs the State Senate Education Committee, even if all that money went for K-12 education,
it is really a very small portion of the budget.
K-12 public schools will get about $10 billion for fiscal year 2018. And this brings us to our last myth, that buying a lottery ticket represents hope, especially for low-income Washingtonians.
We never said being a millionaire was going to be easy.
So what are your odds of winning $1 million or more in the state lottery? 1 in 6.99 million. And forget about Powerball, that's 1 in 293 million. You've got a much better chance of being killed by a vending machine or a falling coconut. But hey, someone's got to win. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.